That's kind of funny. I did an interview a couple of years ago, and I was interviewing one of the guys from Warriors of Wrestling, and I asked him, who'd you ever have, who do you think you've had your best match with? And at the time he said, you know, Bull Dempsey, who we know now is, who we know now as Bull James. And I was kind of surprised because from what I saw from him in NXT, I mean, he was a fun, like, bulldozer, Bam Bam Bigelow type, but he was just talking about how much stamina he had and how much of a different worker he was, away from NXT. So can you just talk about, like, how his in-ring style on the indie scene is a bit different from what maybe some people have expected from him in on the WWE Network?
I think it's more in terms of aggression and having something to prove. For Bull James, he was a guy who was there on the NXT roster, performed in the Barclays Center, has been a guy who traveled the world with the WWE and the NXT brand, and now has been away from the company for almost a year, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got something to prove. He's got something to prove to himself that he is a top star. You saw him go up against Adam Cole in Ring of Honor. And he's looking to prove that he belongs on national television. And putting him against a guy like Anthony Gangone, who's another guy who has something to prove every time he's in the ring. There's a message. There's a reason to être for both of these guys. And then for them to prove that they belong at the upper echelon of this industry. And whether it's inside the ring or outside the ring, they're working hard to prove that. And that's what they're trying to do. That's what Bull James does inside the ring. He tries to prove that he belongs on the upper tier of this industry.